Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. This is David Chapin. A lot to get to around the NFL right now. We'll quickly hit on each matchup in the Week 7 schedule, as well as the two teams on a bye. But first, a couple of big trades. The Jets acquired Davante Adams after their Monday night loss to the Bills. Apparently, the trade was in the works, so it wasn't just sparked by that. It seemed from the moment when Adams became available that he was going to likely go to the Jets and be reunited with Aaron Rodgers. They'll obviously have quick chemistry from their time together with the Packers. Rodgers starting to get clicking more with Garrett Wilson, and his rapport with Alan Lazard has been excellent through six games. So the plan seems to be, to some extent, just see if they can outscore people, because they can definitely be tough to stop with Adams in the mix now, again, with the chemistry there. But it's just hard to see. They're really going to have to outscore teams, I think, unless the run defense improves mightily. I said it last week that it has to improve with Robert Saleh gone. Was not the case in the loss to the Bills. Rookie running back Ray Davis gashed them all night, and I find it hard to see them stopping a team like Baltimore. Have Derrick Henry coming at you in January in playoff games if the Jets can get there and stop the Chiefs. They're always clicking at that time. But yeah, they'll have to get hot, I think. Now Adams in the mix and go on a run, likely outscoring teams if they can't get the run defense improved to go with a top pass defense. And also now keep an eye on Mike Williams. Couldn't remember coming off the torn ACL from last year with the Chargers, but couldn't find that groove with Aaron Rodgers. Deep pass intended for him last week late in the game was picked off. Looked like he thought he could just go deep, which he probably could have. Looked like he would have had him beat, but Rodgers basically said that wasn't the right route that he ran and blamed the interception on that. So keep an eye on teams for Williams. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs are interested in him. He's had success against them over the years. They lost Rashee Rice, and he can play all over the formation, make catch and run plays, go deep. But we'll see where he lands, because it looks like he's done with the Jets. And then the other trade, the Bills, somewhat of a surprise, got Amari Cooper from the Browns. In both these deals, third-round picks were dealt. The Raiders can potentially get a second-round pick if, I believe, they make the AFC title game, the Jets. But Buffalo went after Cooper. Clear intention of getting somebody that can separate more easily than what they currently have. That'll be big, especially on third downs. Have someone for Josh Allen to go to as he builds chemistry with other receivers. Cooper, of course, a veteran, more experience and success in the league. And if he gets clicking with Allen, then you have Dalton Kincaid as more of the number two guy on third down, can be extremely dangerous at tight end. And the complementary pieces around them, seen some good progress with rookie receiver Keon Coleman. Khalil Shakir has a great connection with Allen already. Overall, this deepens the receiving group for Buffalo, a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. And then very briefly, one news item from around the league, with Tom Brady officially being approved as a co-owner of the Raiders. Richard Seymour as well. Bit of an odd situation with Brady working for Fox, calling games, and now a part of the Raiders. But obviously a big win for Vegas to have somebody like him in their ownership group now. So yeah, those trades were big. Got into them a little longer than expected. We'll quickly hit on every team. First, the teams on a bye. The Bears, Caleb Williams, 4 touchdowns in London. Playing about as well as anyone at quarterback the past 2 weeks, actually. And really good progress. Great to see. After people were sort of calling him a bust after early in his career. And yeah, let me find the defense. Solid. Not allowed more than 21 points in 12 straight games dating back to last season. So great spot there for Williams as he finds his footing. And then the Cowboys. Just shocking what's happened to them in home games. Blown out by the Lions. Injured on defense, especially. But yeah, the bye comes at a good time. And again, totally shocking. They've been dominant at home. Last year, they were 8-0 at home. Season before, they were 8-1 at home. That's in the regular season, the playoff loss at home after going 8-0 in the regular season last year. Seems to have just, since then, they've really struggled at a place they used to dominate. They'll look to get healthier when they return next week, Sunday night, face the Niners. Not an easy matchup. Now let's go through every matchup on the Week 7 schedule, Thursday Night Football, Broncos Saints, rookie quarterbacks Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler. Sean Payton's returned in New Orleans, first time facing his former team, so that's an interesting storyline. But the Saints just looking to get a win. Stuck with the Bucs for a while last week, eventually blown out. Rattler showed some good things. This will be a good experience for him as Derek Carr continues to miss with his oblique injury. Broncos, they started slow again last week, couldn't overcome it this time. Down 23-0 to Chargers, had 16 fourth quarter points. Bo Nix is comfortable in an aggressive, up-tempo type of attack. We'll see how Sean Payton plays things tonight. And big injuries on both sides. Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, both out for the Saints. And star cornerback Patrick Surtain is out for Denver. We had the final London game of the season, Sunday morning, 9:30 Eastern, here. Patriots, Jaguars, Jacksonville. Doug Peterson says they need a culture change. Kind of not great in his third season there. Maybe not the type of players he wants there. Who knows? But they're having issues on both sides of the ball and quite simply need to get a win against an even worse Patriots team. Drake May threw 3 touchdowns in his debut. Bit of a comeback effort against the Texans. Game they were essentially getting blown out. But still, he started slow, I thought, May. Looked to be thinking slow, moving slow a bit. But he got more comfortable, clearly, as the game went on. So we'll have to watch his progress this Sunday moving forward. 1 o'clock, Lions Vikings. Surprising, it comes in this early window instead of as a primetime game. They didn't want to flex out the Jets, I guess. Jets Steelers, I think, is underrated, but we've seen the Jets a ton in primetime. Lions Vikings would have been a fresher take for a night game, I think. Anyway, Minnesota coming off the bye, undefeated 5-0. Lions, again, blew out the Cowboys. They've been red hot past 2 games on offense. Brian Flores' defense, they'll see if they can disrupt things. The key in this one, look for big plays from Jameson Williams, I think, over the top to beat one-on-one coverage and when Minnesota brings a blitz. And we'll see how the Lions hold up with Justin Jefferson in their heavy man coverage approach. And I should have mentioned this at the top of the show, the Aiden Hutchinson leg injury, just devastating. Feel for Hutchinson. Good to hear. It sounds like he's going to have a full recovery, be back next season. But a big blow to the Lions. Defense has been outstanding, and he's a huge part of that. Remember, they already lost Marcus Davenport off the edge for the season. I would think they're going to strongly explore adding potentially via trade there. Titans, Bills in Buffalo. Talked about the Bills with the Amari Cooper trade. I want to mention Taylor Rapp, the way he played at safety last week. A tone setter in a time where it's hard to make big hits without getting penalized. Honestly, tough to envision the Titans getting their passing game going against the Bills in Buffalo. That's a tough task. But we'll see if Tennessee can play tough defense, keep it close, and see what happens. Dolphins, Colts. Andy's going to get Anthony Richardson back this week. Missed his last 2 games. We'll see how he fares after watching Joe Flacco. Flacco led a win last week against the Titans. I love how Flacco gives guys chances to make plays, like on the game-winning touchdown to Michael Pittman Jr. Was sort of pressured, threw it up, gave Pittman a shot. He's always had success that way. Watching Flacco could help Richardson. Jonathan Taylor looking a little more iffy, might miss his 3rd straight game. And for the Dolphins coming off the bye, they've been extremely frustrated heading into it, in desperate need of a win as they look to keep pace in the AFC East with Tua's return right around the corner potentially. Seahawks take on the Falcons in Atlanta. After starting 3-0, Seattle's lost 3 straight. Defense, again, I said in the beginning of the year how awesome they looked first few games, but keeping in mind that the matchups were favorable for them. And yeah, they've been tested. We'll see if they can get back on track facing a Falcons team that's playing well right now. Got the run game going with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier last week, combined for 200 yards, a few touchdowns on the ground. I anticipate a very close game, and Seattle telegraphed a bit too much about wanting to get Ken Walker going last Thursday night and the loss to the Niners, and the run was pretty much shut down with San Francisco ready for it. Maybe Walker, with a little less focus on him, can have a bigger game this week. Texans-Packers, another exciting one in the 1 o'clock window. Good matchup of 2 of the best offenses in terms of the scheme, getting guys open, CJ Stroud and Jordan Love finding answers. Green Bay's defense has multiple turnovers or multiple takeaways in all six games this year. So that's impressive. The more aggressive unit paying dividends so far. Houston, a much better team. They don't have Nico Collins right now because of the hamstring. Going to miss at least three more games. But having Joe Mixon at running back was big last week, and the defense stepped up as they should against a rookie making his first start. Bengals, Browns, Cleveland haven't had much good to say about them this year, especially on offense. But getting Nick Chubb back is an awesome story. Happy, going to be happy to see him back on the field for the first time since his bad knee injury last year in week two. We'll see what his workload looks like, but he might have to carry them at some point if they're going to start stacking up wins. Cincy, a good win Sunday night against the Giants, at the Giants, because the defense played much better. They're now 2-4. They get another win, get to 3-4. This week, the Browns have had some success against the Bengals offense. So I think it's incumbent on the defense to step up, make plays in a good matchup against an offense that hasn't done much this year. But if the Bengals get to 3-4, right back in it in the AFC, and the slow starts, nothing new to them. Giants host the Eagles. Again, a close game with the Bengals. 17-7 loss, but it was closer than that. They were right in it. Defense doing a nice job, but now Andrew Thomas at left tackle, maybe their best player, probably along with Dexter Lawrence and Malik Nabers. Although Brian Burns also stepped up, had probably his best game overall as a Giant last week in the loss. But yeah, losing Thomas, massive blow. And they're now facing Saquon Barkley for the first time, their former number two pick at running back. Eagles beat the Browns last week, closer than maybe you'd like to see. Nick Sirianni had to apologize, had some word for his own fans after the win. They've had slow starts offensively. Perhaps the Giants can take advantage of that if that's the case again this week. Now to the late afternoon window on Sunday, Raiders-Rams. Vegas, maybe the Davante Adams trade can lift a weight off their shoulders to some extent. Would like to see the tackling improve still. Rams, they had their bye last week. Hoping that Cooper Kupp is back at receiver, trying to return from his ankle injury. That would undoubtedly be a big boost, considering his connection with Matthew Stafford at quarterback. Panthers, Commanders, Carolina stuck around for a while, ran out of gas a bit against the Falcons, 38-20 loss. Andy Dalton had a bad interception in the fourth quarter, scrambling right, trying to make something happen. After he started hot, you can see it's just difficult situation there with the shape the roster is in. That said, the offense needs to have a good game this week, facing a Commanders defense that's still struggling. Washington couldn't stop Zay Flowers in the first half last week, had, I think it was 7 catches, 132 yards, all in the first half. And then Derrick Henry ran for 2 touchdowns, was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week again. So this is a spot for guys like Deontay Johnson to do damage, try to keep this game, might be high scoring. Containing Jaden Daniels is going to be a challenge for this Panthers defense, and even more challenging with Brian Robinson Jr. looks likely to return this week after missing the week 6 loss due to a knee injury. We have a Super Bowl rematch in the 425 window on Fox. Chiefs Niners in San Francisco. Chiefs had the bye week. We know how good Andy Reid is after the bye. Though the Niners had a mini bye week after beating the Seahawks last Thursday night. Mahomes and Reid have had success against the Niners. Some big games, 2 Super Bowl wins. So San Fran, they're at 3-3 only, looking to exercise some demons maybe. This might be a big game for the Chiefs in determining if they feel like they need to add a receiver. I mentioned Mike Williams earlier. Mahomes has a good connection with Juju Smith-Schuster. That was shown in the win over the Saints a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, probably a measuring stick to see where they're at without Rashee Rice, and hope to make another championship run, three-peat run, with the group that they have right now at receiver. And having that type of defense they have with Steve Spagnuolo certainly helps, as it's been the driving force of the team. Sunday night, Jets-Steelers. Mentioned the Jets in the open. Steelers making a quarterback change, another big story. Russell Wilson set to start over Justin Fields. Fields handling it really well. The team's at 4-2. He's done a fine job. Maybe he holds the ball too long at times, but he said if he was playing better, they wouldn't have made this decision. So props to him for handling it about as well as you can. I expect he'll be sprinkled in some, especially as a runner. And Wilson, a tough matchup for him, this pass defense. in his first start, his debut for the Steelers, the connection between he and George Pickens, I anticipate being excellent, but again, not an easy first game to face a Jets defense that struggled against the run, but still one of the best against the pass. On Monday night, we have a Monday night doubleheader, weird times, 8:15 normal time, and then a 9 o'clock game exclusively on ESPN Plus, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to be disappointed about. But the first one, Ravens-Bucks, definite shootout potential here. Bucks, as mentioned, broke away from the Saints. Late last week, Chris Godwin had a 55-yard catch and run touchdown. Sean Tucker was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, second-year running back, paired with Bucky Irving, the rookie running back, and Rashad White didn't even play last week. So suddenly a team that hasn't been able to run the ball in years looks to have three very capable options there, and a lot of it comes down to the offensive line, of course. But plenty of weapons in Tampa for Baker Mayfield to work with. For the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, ton of success against the NFC in his career. I believe just one loss against the other conference in his career. We know about the pairing with Derrick Henry, how it's already incredibly difficult to stop despite two losses on the season. The opener to the Chiefs and the surprising loss to the Raiders, which I'm not sure anyone knows what happened there. They have the most rushing yards through six games since the 2006 Falcons. We'll see how Vita Vea and Todd Bowles' defense can challenge that. And then finally, 9 o'clock Eastern, Chargers-Cardinals. LA, the number one scoring defense through five games for them. They had the bye a couple of weeks ago. And I like how we saw from the offense, they sort of opened things up more with Justin Herbert healthier after the week off. Look for more of that as the season progresses. Cardinals, they've been inconsistent, surprisingly blown out a couple of times, lost to the Packers last week, losing Marvin Harrison Jr. due to a concussion. Early didn't help, but definitely outplayed a role. Harrison should be good for Monday, looks like, which is nice to hear, and it should be a tight game with the Chargers as 2.5-point favorites on the road, a team that won't beat themselves, and well coached by Jim Harbaugh, who it's good to hear is okay after a heart issue at the start of last week's win over the Broncos. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Intriguing schedule. Couple of big trades. We'll have to see how they play in the first games with their teams, assuming Cooper does play for the Bills. We know Adams is playing for the Jets. So yeah, enjoy all these games. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.